Welcome to the School of Radiance podcast. I'm thrilled that you have joined me today. Now, what is radiance? Radiance is the electromagnetic projection of your body, mind, spirit, and energy, as well as other aspects of yourself, humming along just fine. How do we become radiant? Join the schoolofradiance.com membership for the cherry on top approach. How to enter a room and have people notice you at the right time, in the right way, for the right reasons. Have them be attracted to your radiance. This will positively impact your personal and professional relationships and allow you to navigate life with greater ease, beauty, and radiance. This is where I share my behind-the-scenes body, mind, spirit, energy, and biohacking and detoxification practices that I don't share anywhere else. Join the membership at theschoolofradiance.com and enjoy today's episode on the School of Radiance podcast. Welcome to the Rachel Varga podcast, and I am so incredibly honored to have you join me on what I'm now kind of unpacking as kind of my lifelong mission of really kind of why I think I'm here. And before I get into that, if you're new here, welcome. My name is Rachel Varga. I'm a board certified aesthetic nurse specialist. And after nearly 10 years in the industry of performing rejuvenation procedures, and also I'm an international clinical trainer, speaker, and award-winning published academic writer in the space of aesthetic nursing and aesthetic medicine, nearly 20,000 rejuvenation procedures under my belt. It's been ironic to have someone like me be so passionate about sharing the topic of radiance. And I want to get your wheels turning here. You're tuning into the show to basically get updates on the latest and greatest skin, anti-aging, rejuvenation options that are available today that are, of course, backed by clinical research and all of that. It's very important to be a wise consumer in the space of looking good and feeling good and all that stuff. But let's just talk for a second about, well, what is radiance? And when you hear the word radiance, what do you think? So I don't like to say, you know, what is beauty? What is being beautiful? Really kind of understand and unpack what radiance is to you. To me, it's when someone comes to see me in person or they book an online session with me and they just kind of show up and they got this like sparkle to them. And what's really interesting is that if you actually look at some of the previous spiritual literature out there, we will actually have instances, obviously I'm not quoting biblical texts here, of that Jesus's skin sparkled, had this sparkle to them. And I'm sure if you looked at, you know, Buddhist texts or things like that, or in Hinduism, I'm sure there might actually be some type of reference to a different sort of vibration or a different type of glow that people give off. So I want you to start to notice this in people around you, that when you are around them and you're kind of in their energy field, you're connecting to them, you're talking to them, or even if it's just somebody who you drive past or you walk past on the street, if you ever notice that sometimes you walk past someone and they just give you this big smile, or they're looking down and they're kind of like, you know, not too thrilled about walking on this majestic path that you're both enjoying. One person can have just this beautiful kind of, you know, wonder of looking around them and looking for the beauty and everything. And then other people just might have this kind of like, they're just always a little bit afraid, a little bit scared, never really super happy for various reasons. And one thing that I've identified in clients that I've worked with for nearly 10 years now is some individuals have what I would call radiance. And this is in individuals who typically are 60 plus. You've heard me talk about this many times on the show here. And also, this is why I wrote my book, Unlocking Your Vitality, because when you start to cultivate your body, mind, spirit, energy practices, you are just got a thumbs up. Love it. Hope you've gotten the ebook at rachelvarga.ca. And once we start to cultivate these practices, you're going to start to shine differently. Your skin will start to look better. And one of the things that I find really interesting is people who are doing really well right now, and trust me, there's a lot of people who are doing quite well at the moment, and there's also a lot of people who aren't. And the people that I see who are, you know, navigating these really interesting times and they're just kind of staying in their own lane. They're focusing on them. They're focusing on their own practices. They're not necessarily succumbing to other people's distortions or realities around them. They're really kind of sticking to what's good for them, what feels good for them, what lights them up, as Rebecca Campbell says. So radiance is something that you cannot buy in a beauty product, or you cannot expect to receive from a rejuvenation treatment. It truly is something that will cultivate, is cultivated over time. And yeah, the whole thing, the whole reason why I show up here for the Rachel Varga podcast and the show, Facebook, YouTube, you guys are all hanging out with me because you want to know what I know and what I've observed in people who are radiant. So everything I talk about on the show is to hopefully guide you towards that. And you will have more of a glow to your skin, or more of like a glisten, or like a sparkle in your eye, or that, you know, je ne sais quoi when you enter a room and, you know, you light up the room. This is really only achieved through deep inner work. Take advantage of this time that we have to be kind of in our bubbles. We can actually call in protection whenever we want that. That is available to us. You have the opportunity right now to vote with, you know, in every aspect of your life, what kind of skincare your product you're buying, where you're getting your groceries, where you're getting your clothing from. It's kind of when you really kind of clean up your act, body, mind, spirit, energy, there's going to be less and fewer toxins in your body, in your mind, in your, you know, your energetic around you, right? Environmental toxins, there's going to be less room for toxins to accumulate in you because everything's just functioning better. This is, I think, one of the key aspects of radiance and what is radiance. And so how do we cultivate it? Again, I'm just going to reiterate body, mind, spirit, energy practices in order to help you and your body regenerate, recharge. And it's all about balance, right? When we think of hormones, you got to keep your hormones in balance because when those get out of kilter, then you're going to have issues, right? You know, menopause brain. People, poor women think they're going nuts when they're going through menopause because their hormones start running the show. So when you are going through changes in your life, you know, kind of lean into the guidance of health experts that I might share on the Rachel Varga podcast or on my newsletter through various summits that I'm a part of. That is a really cool way for you guys to get access to some examples of amazing experts. And Melissa, thank you so much for tuning in here. Melissa says, agreed. So happy to catch you. Yeah, I don't always go live at this time. By the way, be sure to subscribe on the Facebook page, the YouTube channel, and on the podcast, and hit that bell notification so that you know when I go live. I have to say the individuals that I've met over the last 2 years of having the Rachel Varga podcast and show here, it's been an absolute pleasure serving you all. And to be honest, what I get in return is I understand myself more. The more I investigate all of this work around radiance and, you know, how I can show up and best serve you. So I am actively taking requests for content. You can send me an email, info@rachelvarga.ca. Never ever feel like you're bothering me on email. I'm totally accessible. Just send me an email, info@rachelvarga.ca. And it really is my pleasure to kind of show up here and continue to serve you in these unusual times, in these unique ways. So book your one-on-one session with me if you haven't already, rachelvarga.ca, and I'll help you figure out what to do at home and in clinic. And in all honesty, my skin, I feel like, has never been the best that it has been because I personally started to take this journey over the last little while on, you know, essentially how can I, you know, upgrade my body, spirit, energy, all of that stuff. So if you haven't checked out my other podcasts as well that I co-host with Katie Type A, it's called Beauty and the Biohacker. That's a really fun one where we actually get into devices and all of that because the technology that's available to actually, for example, if the Oura Ring to help us monitor the quality of our sleep. If you don't know what this is, this little ring here, it's not just jewelry. This is full on tech. There are actually sensors in this ring that allow me to monitor the quality of my sleep, the amount of deep sleep I get, how long it takes me to go to sleep, my body temperature, my heart rate variability. This information is at our fingertips now. That's kind of one of the silver linings of this time is, for example, gut tests, like what I've talked about with Naveen Jain, who's the founder of Viome. Traditionally, those gut tests were a couple thousand dollars, and now they're like $300. You can take them from home, and then you get this sweet app that gives you a list of the different foods that are going to be great for you and not so good, and also scores that you can do adjustments on in your daily living practices to then get your scores a little bit higher and improve different aspects of your health and wellness. Really cool time to be taking this journey with you. But just so you know, I actually don't share some of my best tips for free on these free online platforms, because if I did, it would, you wouldn't see it. And trust me, I've had issues with that in the past, and it's a freaking shame trying to do the right thing to show up and help you guys out. So get on my newsletter. Just get on the newsletter at rachelvarga.ca. It's this little pop-up. You'll get my sophisticated skin cheat sheet as well. It's kind of like five easy steps to just kind of help you make sure that you're cleansing, moisturizing, sun protection, exfoliation, all that stuff is kind of done in such a way that you're optimizing your time. So just a great free resource that you'll get when you join the newsletter. But definitely get on the newsletter, because I'll share interviews that aren't for free online here, where I will go into a deeper breadth of knowledge and in a couple of things. And also don't forget to consider hanging out with me at Winter Skin Camp. So I do these skin camps where in a one-on-one consultation, we really focus on you and what your particular needs are, which is really, really fun for you to get that laser session with me. But I only have so much time to cover certain topics like hydrofacials, like lasers for brown spots, diffuse redness, broken capillaries, or lasers for collagen promotion, dermal rolling, injectables, body sculpting, and other kind of test kits to help you optimize what you're doing at home. So the skin camp programs are a lot of fun. So join me. The information is all at the website, rachelvarga.ca. But these are just kind of really cool ways how I have been able to figure out how I can help you address aspects of your beauty, health, wellness, radiance. So that's why I kind of come up with those skin camp programs. They're super fun because there's actually things that you should be doing to tweak, especially seasonally. So I hope that you enjoyed this episode on radiance and what is radiance to me and how you can start to cultivate it. And, you know, really, when you cultivate it for yourself, people around you are going to start to want to know what you're drinking. And and then you can actually be a really cool kind of witness and also a pillar or an example to those who really look up to you as well. Anyways, it's just been a pleasure hopping on here. This is just a quick episode, but I just kind of felt like talking about what is radiance to me. And if you're to ask me this question again in about 3 to 6 months, it's probably going to have an even deeper explanation to it. So stay tuned, because this is, honestly, I think radiance is kind of like my life's work and what I'm really going to be honing in on in my career and all the wonderful benefits that go along with that. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you in the next episode on the Rachel Varga Podcast.